This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, November 15. What are you doing here? Our reading comes from 1 Kings chapter 19. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by the food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night, and the word of the Lord came to him. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also, anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and whose mouths have not kissed him." Exhausted from running for his life, Elijah was ready to give up. Serving as God's prophet had worn Elijah out, and as he sat alone in the wilderness, he asked God to take his life. But God had more for Elijah to do. And wherever he went, Elijah found, God was there first. In a cave at the mountain of the Lord, God asked, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah responded with protests, wrapped in self-pity, and God told him to step outside to meet with him. Elijah witnessed some dramatic displays of power, but God was not in them. Then Elijah heard only a stillness, God's presence. God is often less dramatic with us, but he does show up to challenge our attitudes. Do we wrap ourselves in self-pity? Do we hear God calling us to step out and see what he's up to? We need to hear God's reassuring, gentle whisper, literally, the sound of silence. God also asks us, "What are you doing here?" We may wonder that too. This is the question the world asks the church. God won't abandon his children, even if they want to abandon the call he's given them. Go back and see what I've done. As God showed Elijah, the future is not bleak. In fact, it's brighter than ever now that Jesus has come. What are you doing here? Pray with me. Almighty God, life can be overwhelming, and we may want to run away, but you always bring us back. How can we thank you? Help us to fulfill our calling for Jesus' sake and in his mighty strength. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.